Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Test. Mastering: describe a time when you had to manage a project. As an experienced IELTS examiner and English language instructor, I'm here to guide you through one of the most common topics in the IELTS speaking test. Describe a time when you had to manage a project. This topic not only tests your language skills, but also your ability to articulate your experiences in project management, leadership, and problem solving. Understanding the topic. The topic, describe a time when you had to manage a project, is frequently featured in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2. It's designed to assess your ability to recall and describe a specific experience, explain the context and your role in the project, discuss challenges and how you overcame them, reflect on the outcomes and lessons learned. This topic is likely to remain popular in future tests due to its relevance to academic and professional settings. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While Part 1 doesn't directly address project management, the examiner may ask related questions to ease you into the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Do you enjoy working in teams? Sample answer, Band 7-8. Absolutely. I find team projects incredibly rewarding. There's something truly energizing about collaborating with others, bouncing ideas off each other, and achieving goals collectively. Of course, it can be challenging at times, but I believe the benefits far outweigh any difficulties. What qualities do you think are important for a good leader? Sample answer. Band 8-9. In my opinion, effective leadership requires a diverse set of qualities. First and foremost, a good leader should be an excellent communicator, able to articulate their vision clearly and inspire others. They should also be empathetic, understanding the strengths and weaknesses of team members. Additionally, adaptability is crucial in today's fast-paced world. A leader must be able to pivot strategies when faced with unexpected challenges. Lastly, I believe integrity is paramount. A leader should lead by example and maintain high ethical standards. Part 2, Long-Term. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a time when you had to manage a project. You should say what the project was, who you worked with, what challenges you faced, and explain how you managed the project successfully. Sample answer, Band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to manage a group project for my final year university course. The project involved developing a mobile application for local small businesses to streamline their inventory management. Our team consisted of 5 members, each with different areas of expertise, from coding to user interface design. As the project manager, my role was to coordinate our efforts and ensure we met our deadlines. One of the main challenges we faced was integrating different components of the app developed by various team members. We also had to navigate conflicting schedules and occasional disagreements about the app's features. To manage the project successfully, I implemented several strategies. Firstly, I created a detailed project timeline with clear milestones. We held weekly meetings to track our progress and address any issues promptly. I also assigned tasks based on each member's strengths and encouraged open communication. When conflicts arose, I facilitated discussions to find compromises. For technical challenges, we organized pair programming sessions, which helped us solve problems more efficiently. Despite the hurdles, we managed to complete the project on time. The app received positive feedback from our professors and even caught the interest of a few local businesses. This experience taught me the importance of clear communication, flexible planning, and leveraging team members' strengths in project management. Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd be delighted to share an experience where I spearheaded a project that was both challenging and rewarding. During my final year at university, I was tasked with managing a multidisciplinary team to develop an innovative mobile application aimed at revolutionizing inventory management for local small businesses. Our team was a diverse ensemble of 5 individuals, each bringing unique expertise to the table, from cutting-edge coding skills to intuitive user interface design. As the project manager, my role was to orchestrate this symphony of talents, ensuring our collective efforts were harmonized and directed towards our common goal. The project was not without its hurdles. One of the most formidable challenges we encountered was the intricate task of seamlessly integrating various components of the application developed independently by different team members. Moreover, we had to adeptly navigate the labyrinth of conflicting schedules and occasional creative disagreements regarding the app's features. To steer the project towards success, I implemented a multifaceted approach. First and foremost, I crafted a comprehensive project timeline replete with clearly defined milestones. This served as our roadmap throughout the journey. We instituted weekly progress meetings, which proved invaluable for tracking our advancement and swiftly addressing any emergent issues. I also employed a strategic task allocation system, assigning responsibilities based on each member's core competencies. This maximized our efficiency and fostered a sense of ownership among team members. To cultivate an atmosphere of open dialogue, I encouraged frank discussions and constructive feedback. When faced with interpersonal conflicts, I donned the hat of a mediator, facilitating productive discussions to reach mutually acceptable compromises. For technical roadblocks, we innovated our problem-solving approach by introducing pair programming sessions, which significantly enhanced our troubleshooting efficiency. Against all odds, we not only completed the project within the stipulated timeframe, but also exceeded expectations. Our application garnered enthusiastic acclaim from our professors, and more importantly, piqued the interest of several local businesses. This experience was a profound lesson in the critical importance of lucid communication, adaptable planning, and the art of harnessing individual strengths for collective success in project management. Follow-up questions. How did you handle disagreements within the team? Sample answer, band 7-8. Whenever disagreements arose, I made sure to address them promptly. I would call for a team meeting where everyone could express their views openly. Then, we'd discuss the pros and cons of each suggestion and try to reach a consensus. If we couldn't agree, I'd make the final decision based on what I thought was best for the project, explaining my reasoning to the team. Sample answer, band 8-9. Navigating disagreements within the team was a delicate yet crucial aspect of my role. I adopted a proactive approach, addressing conflicts as soon as they surfaced to prevent them from festering and potentially derailing our progress. My strategy involved convening focused team discussions where each member was encouraged to articulate their perspective in a respectful and constructive manner. We would then collectively analyze the merits and drawbacks of each viewpoint, fostering an environment of intellectual discourse rather than emotional debate. This process often led to innovative compromises or hybrid solutions that were superior to any individual suggestion. In cases where consensus remained elusive, I would make an executive decision, but always with transparent reasoning and an openness to feedback. This approach not only resolved immediate issues, but also strengthened our team dynamics and decision-making processes for future challenges. What did you learn about leadership from this experience? Sample answer, band 7. This experience taught me a lot about leadership. I learned that effective communication is key to success. It's important to be clear about expectations and to listen to your team members. I also realized the importance of being flexible and adapting to changes. Sometimes things don't go as planned, and a good leader needs to be able to adjust quickly. Sample answer, band 8-9. This project served as an invaluable crucible for honing my leadership skills. It crystallized my understanding of several fundamental leadership principles. Firstly, I learned that effective leadership is inextricably linked to clear, consistent communication. It's not just about disseminating information, but also about actively listening to team members and creating an environment where ideas can flourish. Secondly, I discovered the critical importance of adaptability in leadership. The project landscape was constantly evolving, and I had to remain agile, ready to pivot strategies when faced with unforeseen obstacles. This experience underscored the fact that rigidity in leadership can be a significant liability in dynamic project environments. Moreover, I gained a deeper appreciation for the art of delegation. Effective leadership, I realized, isn't about micromanaging every aspect of the project, but about empowering team members, trusting in their abilities, and providing them with the resources and support they need to excel. Lastly, This experience reinforced my belief in the power of leading by example. By demonstrating dedication, maintaining a positive attitude in the face of challenges, and showing a willingness to roll up my sleeves and work alongside my team, I was able to inspire a similar commitment from others. These lessons have profoundly shaped my leadership philosophy and continue to inform my approach to project management. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to project management and leadership. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. How do you think project management skills can be useful in everyday life? Sample answer, Band 7-8. Project management skills can be incredibly valuable in everyday life. For example, planning and organizing skills can help with managing household tasks or planning a vacation. Time management skills are useful for balancing work and personal life. Problem-solving abilities can help in dealing with unexpected situations that arise in daily life. Even communication skills developed through project management can improve personal relationships. Sample answer, Band 8-9. The applicability of project management skills to everyday life is both profound and multifaceted. These skills form a comprehensive toolkit that can significantly enhance one's ability to navigate the complexities of modern living. Firstly, the planning and organizational skills honed in project management are invaluable in structuring our daily lives. Whether it's orchestrating a family event, planning a home renovation, or even managing personal finances, the ability to break down large goals into manageable tasks, set realistic timelines, and allocate resources effectively can lead to more efficient and successful outcomes. Secondly, time management skills, a cornerstone of effective project management, are crucial in maintaining a healthy work-life balance. The ability to prioritize tasks, estimate time requirements accurately, and avoid overcommitment can help individuals maximize their productivity while also ensuring adequate time for personal pursuits and relaxation. Furthermore, the problem-solving and risk management abilities developed through project management are invaluable in addressing the myriad challenges that life presents. Whether it's dealing with a car breakdown, navigating a career change, or resolving a family dispute, the systematic approach to problem solving taught in project management can lead to more effective and less stressful resolutions. Lastly, the communication and interpersonal skills refined in project management contexts can significantly enhance personal and professional relationships. The ability to articulate ideas clearly, listen actively, and mediate conflicts can lead to more harmonious interactions in all aspects of life. In essence, project management skills provide a structured approach to life's endeavors, enabling individuals to approach challenges methodically, utilize resources efficiently, and achieve personal and professional goals with greater success and less stress. Do you think leadership skills are innate, or can they be developed? Sample answer, Band 7-8. I believe leadership skills are a combination of both innate qualities and developed skills. Some people may have natural charisma or confidence that makes them suited for leadership roles. However, I think many important leadership skills can be learned and improved over time. Things like communication, decision-making, and strategic thinking can all be developed through experience and training. Even if someone doesn't start out as a natural leader, they can become an effective one with effort and practice. Sample answer. The question of whether leadership skills are innate or developed is a subject of ongoing debate in both academic and professional circles. From my perspective, I believe the reality lies in a nuanced interplay between innate qualities and acquired skills. Certainly, some individuals seem to possess innate characteristics that lend themselves well to leadership. These might include traits such as natural charisma, emotional intelligence, or an intuitive understanding of human psychology. Such qualities can provide a strong foundation for leadership potential. However, I firmly believe that leadership, in its fullest expression, is largely a developed skill set. Many crucial aspects of effective leadership, such as strategic thinking, decision-making under pressure, conflict resolution, and clear communication, can be honed and refined through experience, education, and deliberate practice. Moreover, the concept of leadership itself is not static. As our understanding of effective leadership evolves, and as the contexts in which leaders operate change, the skills required for successful leadership also shift. This dynamic nature of leadership underscores the importance of continuous learning and adaptation, which are inherently developed rather than innate processes. It's also worth noting that different leadership styles can be effective in different contexts. An individual who might not be seen as a natural leader in one setting could excel in another that better aligns with their particular strengths. This adaptability again points to the developable nature of leadership skills. In conclusion, while innate qualities can provide a head start, I believe that truly effective leadership is predominantly a result of developed skills. This view is empowering, as it suggests that with the right mindset, dedication, and opportunities for growth, most individuals can cultivate the skills necessary to become impactful leaders in their respective fields. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases related to project management and leadership. Spearhead, verb, sped, to lead an attack or an important movement or activity. Example, I was chosen to spearhead the new marketing campaign. Multifaceted, having many different aspects or features. Example, project management requires a multifaceted approach to problem solving. Orchestrate, to arrange or organize something, especially a complicated event or situation. Example, as the project manager, I had to orchestrate the efforts of various teams. Innovative, adjective, inviv, introducing new ideas, original and creative in thinking. Example, we implemented an innovative solution to overcome the technical challenges. Adaptability, noun, dapability, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example, adaptability is crucial when managing projects in a fast-paced environment. Collaborate, verb, to work jointly on an activity or project. Example, we had to collaborate closely with the marketing team to ensure project success. Interpersonal skills, noun, PUS skills, the ability to communicate or interact well with other people. Example, strong interpersonal skills are essential for effective project management. Delegate, verb, delegate, to entrust a task or responsibility to another person. Example, a good project manager knows how to delegate tasks efficiently. Tips from an IELTS examiner. As an IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in the speaking test. Practice regularly. Engage in conversations about project management and leadership in English. This will help you become more comfortable with the topic and related vocabulary. Use specific examples. When describing your experience, provide concrete details. This adds authenticity to your response and demonstrates your ability to communicate.